18th. Theodore threatens departure. He received this morning a letter from one of his sisters, the young widow, announcing her engagement to a clergyman whose acquaintance she has recently made, and intimating her expectation of an immediate union with the gentleman, a ceremony which would require Theodore's attendance. Theodore, in high good humour, read the letter aloud at breakfast, and, to tell the truth, it was a charming epistle. He then spoke of his having to go on to the wedding, a proposition to which Mr. Sloane graciously assented, much more than assented. "I shall be sorry to lose you after so happy a connection," said the old man. Page 18. Theodore turned pale, stared a moment, and then, recovering his colour and his composure, declared that he should have no objection in life to coming back. "Bless your soul!" cried Bonhomme. "You don't mean to say you will leave your other sister all alone?" To which Theodore replied that he would arrange for her and her little girl to live with a married pair. "It's the only proper thing," he remarked, as if it were quite settled. "Has it come to this, then, that Mr. Sloane actually wants to turn him out of the house? The shameless old villain! He keeps smiling an uncanny smile, which means, as I read it, that if the poor young man once departs, he shall never return on the old footing, for all his impudence."